Hello and welcome to the Art of Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Peterson, and today I'm interviewing Lauren Handel Zander. She's the co-founder and chairwoman of Handel Group, an international corporate consulting and life coaching company. Her company methodology is taught in over 35 universities around the world, and I think that you're going to have a lot of fun with our conversation. She is definitely a fan of tough love, and she's going to give it straight, tell you exactly what you need to do to overcome resistance. If you're thinking about coaching or building up your business in coaching, I think you're going to take away a lot of tips and tools, and it's just a really fun conversation. Enjoy. So Lauren, thank you so much for being here.
This is my pleasure, really. I love these things, these podcasts in the world.
Woo! Well, it was so funny because I was saying that I had your book, I was aware of your work, and then I heard the interview with Jean Chatsky as I was preparing for my interview, and it got me even more intrigued because it was a great conversation, and I felt like, yes, we can do this. We can provide something that people walk away totally thinking, and that's what I want to have people do.
And the more we're different, or the more it like is alarming or sets off alarms, the deeper a person will go with who they are about things. And Lord knows I'm alarming. And so that's, so please let's get the bells going, right?
Perfect.
Like, this is great. Yay.
So coaching, I'm curious, like, just tell us, you've been coaching for how long?
Yeah, a long time. wow. It's since the early 90s. I'm old. I just turned 49. So I would say that I started my business like out on my own charging money when I was 28.
Wow. So totally before what's happened with coaching.
I make a joke that if you know urban music, which most people either do or don't, but I'm from the 90s and I love urban music. I'm like, I am Q-Tip. They're like, who? And I'm like, it's who the rappers all know was the original, like back in the day before it got cool. Right. And so, I had a shingle out when no one understood the word life coaching, and I had to explain, like, what are you doing and what are you calling yourself? Right? I was back in that day.
And what do you love the most about it?
I hold spiritual contracts, and I really fancy myself that. Right. Like, so if I could get you to tell me your dream, can I curse?
Sure.
Are you sure? Yes. You're sure?
Yes.
Okay, good. You're fucked. Because if I hear your dream, you're telling it to someone who will hold the contract, and you will remember me for the rest of your life, even if we sat on a plane together for 10 minutes and you moved. Right. Like, I believe in humans, and I believe that humans could live whole different lives starting in a minute. And that's it. So I hold spiritual contracts of people's best lives. And so before I die, I can't hear enough dreams.
Yes. So this gives me chills because something I'm noticing in my community are a lot of people who are wanting to become coaches or have this dream of becoming coaches, and they go out there and they start doing it and it falls short. When I hear what you just said, I totally get why you've had the success that you've had. Is there any thought about what do we tell people when they're really struggling?
In becoming one.
Yes.
Right. Okay, great. So first of all, you better walk your talk. You better walk your talk, right? So many coaches are not walking their talk. They have great talk. I didn't say you're not saying the right thing, right? But I better see your relationship with your mommy look like the one you better have that relationship. You better get up and go to the gym. You better, like, so the first and foremost is the life you're living is the one you want other people to live too. So first test is, do you practice what you preach? Then make sure you love what you preach and you practice it, right? Like, are you preaching good shit? And is it working in your own life? And then take it on the road. like you go, well, Lauren, why should someone listen to you? And I'm like, you should see my hot marriage for 22 years. You're like, and how many kids do you have? And I'm like, you should see my three kids and how true they are to themselves. You should see my abs. Woo! And you should ask me if I went to spin with my best friend at 6 a.m. And then you should ask me if I ate my exact diet I prescribe via Dr. Mark Hyman. Like the ambition that I'm out pushing in the world, I honor myself. And so I think if a human is doing that, like if you really pass the test of what I just said, then it's all about the hustle. What do you mean the hustle? Did you speak to five people today? Are you getting yourself out? Are you offering your services? Right? It's no different than dating. You're like, really? You want to find the one? Are you on the websites? Are you dating? Are you out in the world? Are you, like, if you ain't dating, you ain't gonna, like, so then it just becomes a matter of ambition and effort. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so most people can have this, right? It's just most people are failing at doing the work themselves.
And does it apply, like, when you say, you know, walk the talk, does it apply to everything in life? Or does it just apply to the thing they're coaching about?
Now you're talking to a funny, arrogant bitch, right? Who thinks, like, now you've come into my lane, right? So what I think makes the Handel Method fantastic, right, and really special is that I am talking about my whole life. And I am talking about how I manage money, even how I teach people to manage money, right? So I would love to hear what you do, because I'm certainly doing something. And I don't even want, like, I have a Mark Hyman, right? It doesn't make sense. Like, he's the doctor and we follow what he says. I don't want his job. I'm no doctor. I don't even know if I'm doing the right money thing, but I definitely teach money and how to manage it. But you're the expert in that field. And I believe those things that exists. Right? But I believe that I am being true to myself in all areas to the best of my ability. And so, yes, I do think a life coach better be talking about their whole life. But there are experts that are coaching about money. And do I care if they're 300 pounds? Right? Someone could go, no. Right? I could, you know what I mean? Like, so you can have a brilliant music producer who can teach you music and have nothing to do with their marriage, right? So then you could start to go, I just want an expert in one lane, and I'm a coach in one lane, right? Handel Method and all of my coaches are experts in all areas of their life.
Yes, 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 I get it. And why does that matter so much? I guess I'm wanting to go a little deeper.
Okay, good. You're the common denominator. And so your ability, so I get one phone call. You may be calling me about finding love, but I really do believe that the reason you don't have love is because you never forgave your father. And that explains why you're such a weirdo workaholic. And then you go, it's not me, it's New York, right? Like, I can't date in New York. There are no good men in New York. No, it's LA. There's no good men. Like, wherever you say it is, right? Or I make too much money and men can't handle my success, right? Like, whatever it could be, like, in that one sentence is a world of problems. And so I don't actually believe that the person who's coming to me for one thing is having one problem. I believe it's the system's whole problem. And so I may teach you how to love, but what I really need to do is teach you how to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't speak up in any area of your life. You are fake, right? And you say everything everybody needs to hear, and then you wonder why your love life has always sucked, right? And so it's really connected, and you can't just do it from one lane.
And let's be fair, when you're a coach, you're getting paid a lot of money, or you want to be paid a lot of money to be a coach. And you have these lanes that are all wonky and not going in the right direction.
Yes.
It bleeds over.
you know, I'm very kind to the beginning of the coaching industry.
Yes.
In that anyone trying to get help or give help is better than nothing.
Yes, totally.
And leaving your coach and finding a better one, right, is no better than a community college is great for some, right? And then, of course, there's Harvard. So I don't think the world is fair. I think the world is getting, I'm committed to the world getting better versus that all coaches were created equal. No, they weren't, right? Mm-hmm. All people are going to go to the Olympics. No, they're not, right? So I'm not nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm brutally honest. And so better is better.
Mm-hmm.
And then best in class has something that's best in class.
Well,
and so my game is to be best in class. And so, and my coaches are my game. Like I teach at Stanford Business School. We teach here. Like my vision is a radical high level vision that also wants to be in inner cities, right? So I have a Robin Hood, save the world mission of what, how to do this. And then anyone who's a life coach, I recommend you take a rip out of my page and knock me off, do your version or do anything you want. But I'm out to be this epic renegade and build a brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you'll also relate. Some coaches are not super into this spiritual integrity, having all of it align. Is that fair? Right?
All kinds.
Yeah, all kinds. So what I'm going to is that when somebody puts the stick in the sand and says, I'm all about integrity, like that's where they're working from a consciousness level. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's really
100%.
What
yes.
And then they go become coaches. They can't do the fake it till you make it coaching.
Yes.
That's what I
totally.
Think I'm seeing.
Yes, totally.
And it creates its own set of issues because it's like, well, those other people aren't in alignment in all areas of their life and they've got a really great business model and they're yep. making a lot of money coaching, but you can't compare yourself to them because
you know,
you're taking a stake for something else.
I don't have to care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying attention. Like I'm not trying to coach coaches and being better coaches. I'm trying
yes.
to make epic coaches myself.
Yes.
And beautiful. And that's really it, right? So I am not paying attention to the market.
Mm-hmm.
My joke is, here's my joke. This is what I say. Like, appreciate this. I had to be in an industry that didn't exist. I then had to invent the industry to exist so then I could compete in it and then become number one in an industry that I helped.
Yes.
What a weird world, right? Like what a weird job, right? And so I laugh at how funny that job is. Makes sense? Like
totally. And you've become an expert at facing people's resistance.
Oh, that doesn't even cover. Yes, right? I am unorthodox and I get in a lot of trouble. And it makes me smile, right? Even funnier, it makes me smile, right? So it leaves a lot of room for people to have an opinion, right?
Yes.
Because I curse. I'm not pretending I'm a goody two-shoes. I'm not pretending I don't need a fucking promise with my husband. I'm not pretending I'm not pretending I'm good about money. I'm pretending I need rules about everything, right? I'm very true to being the funny, interesting, honest shit show where I am and not where I'm not human.
Yes. So this is an art. To pull off what you just said is an art.
That's what I think is the ideal life coach, which is I fly my freak flags where I am, right? And I also get everyone to know them. So anyone who knows me is not upset at me or runs away if you can't take it, right? Like I am to be expected and I teach people to be true to themselves. And true to yourself does not mean perfect.
Yes. Amen.
Right. At all. As a matter of fact, ew.
Boring.
Right. You can't. Right. And where I care about my dream, right? Like, so I care about living to about 105. I care about being sexy. Like, can I be sexy to 105? Right. And I'm like, Lauren Bacall, go girl. Right. Like they're like, so I have many aspirations and you're like, Lauren, that's vanity. And I'm like, yeah. As long as I'm not lying about it, I'm proud of it. You know, I don't need you to do it, but what means something to you, right? So I don't tell you to be me. I tell you to be as loud as me in your own lane for your own truth in your own life.
So where do people get stuck up? I mean, stuck up, stuck. Where do they get stuck in that transition?
They really, so if you stick to the concept of contracts, many of us have made shit contracts where we contracted ourselves to be people pleasers. And then end up in real binds, like what we wish would be a deal breaker, but we made the deal already. So we have marriages, we are like keeping up appearances, we're keeping up a fake outside and a weirdo inside that isn't honest, right? And so when I find people, it isn't even that they're not successful, but they're fake on the inside and pretending they're happy on the outside. And they don't know how to get out of that spiritual bind because they have a contract with that husband and never saying anything about his third or fourth drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then they aren't saying anything about their boring sex life. And then they don't even know what happened to their sex life. And they don't even like, so they pretend they're happy in their marriage, but they're like, where's the heat? And then if they even poke the bear next to them, which they're not that interested in, but they like, it just like when I break into an individual, I find all the places they aren't telling the truth. Mm. But it doesn't mean it doesn't look good out in the world or even look like it's supposed to.
This is something in your book, you talk about the lies. I'd love it if you could share more about that.
So I would say at the most fundamental level, what's happening with everyone who could be 100% happier, no matter where you are right now, 100% happier from where you are right now in that relative truth, right, is to discover how you lie, right? And that there's no reconciliation. Right. So what you say to yourself in the mirror, is that really what you think? Because if it is, you should do something about it. If it's not what you think, you should kill the voice. Right. So what happens in what I care about most is that your inner world, your third eye, what you say to yourself, your inner dialogue is not a lying asshole. Fake as shit. People pleasing to death. Right. And then see all areas of your life. And so now when I make a joke that, ha ha ha, ready? I would like to sign everybody up to Liars Anonymous. L.A. Ha ha ha. Did you hear how funny that is? L.A. Okay, fine. Nothing wrong with L.A. Okay. So Liars Anonymous is all the ways we lie. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we exaggerate. We under-exaggerate. We withhold information and go, it's my truth, my secret, no one can know. We are two-faced, like I can't tell you what you hurt my feelings. I don't wanna, right? I know you, so like withholding, but because you can't handle the truth and all the ways that works, then there really is outright lying. Like, I was at the movies yesterday, right? Oh, I sent the email. You didn't get it, right? I left on time. the traffic was terrible, right? So people lie from the smallest things to the biggest things, and even are going to the grave with things that like kill them from their childhood, kill them with their father, kill them with like, so the amassing of not free to speak then creates a whole lot of dynamics that we don't even know are making us, and then fill in the blank.
Totally.
So we don't connect the dots.
But deprivation, to me, is one of the big lies that we tell ourselves. And what I mean by that is like,
I like that.
Right? That,
yeah.
That this is so subconscious in most cases, but it's mm-hmm. It's the belief that I'm destined to be deprived.
Well, you know what I do with those? I go,
I want to know
that. So I make a joke called, we all have the epis. What are the epis? Epigenetics, right? We have the epis. What are the epis? The epis are, where were you raised? Who raised you? And where did you get the narrative? I find so much of our financial narrative about success and money, or being women and like money, 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 comes from how our parents really were, or who raised us, and the culture. And then deprivation, like that I can't have everything I want, and then see because, but do all your becausing back to your epis, where you came from with your parents or whoever raised you. Right.
Yeah.
So for me, so I am my father's daughter. My father definitely believed in a level of wealth. Truly. Right. But nothing beyond that. And so the funniest thing in my life is me going beyond the predictable number. Like, so I really will build a business. And as long as I'm still at this number that I feel comfortable at, which is exactly the same number as my dad, I don't care how many more employees I have. Like, I could have more employees and more employees because I'm at my happy number, right? Which is not the same thing as building a GE. Does that make sense? Like, that's not going to rock my world. Just because I am very happy to drive a Prius, and I doesn't mean I need a Ferrari, but my ability to see a much bigger world is limited because I was raised actually pretty happy with enough.
Mm-hmm.
So my epis have a lid on me that I have been working on really only this year.
Wow, fascinating. But you see it, like you're holding it out there, and you're like, I see it. And do you say to yourself, like, what might be on the other side?
I started a new concept. So I teach new concepts. So I'm making up new concepts all the time, right? And then because I have clients that stay with me for decades, right? And I need new shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I need new shit, right? Not for you, brand new. Let's talk about integrity and lying. But past the point of all of that is really new shit I need to develop. And so I started developing a concept called time warp, being able to warp time. And that time is relative, and it doesn't work the same for you or for me or for Steve Jobs, who's already dead, and what he got done in time. And so I've been working. And so when I started to work on time, I pretty much got called out on money. Like when I started to focus on time, then for the first time in my life, I really was like, if I want to have the impact in the world I want to have, I better be able to measure it. How am I going to measure it? Oh shit. Very simple. Measure it with money, not with cars. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm like my daddy's child. So when I started in developing a new concept, it called me out, which really means I called myself out. But that's when it all went to hell in a handbasket for me to start to work on crazy financial abundance for the whole lot of us. Make sense?
Totally. Totally. It's why I think I chose. I mean, I have a 20-year history of self-development and, And I avoided money for probably the first 12 years, even though I'm a money expert. I was like, no freaking way am I going there. I knew. I was like, I have too much baggage. And I was making a lot of money, but I was like, I can't bring this into the fold. And it wasn't even, I started dabbling in it when I became a financial advisor because I just couldn't avoid some things anymore. But really, yes, until I started this company 5 years ago, and I really did take a hard look. I was like, what's the area where I can make the biggest difference in people's lives? Where once they get it, the roof blows off it blows off and anything is possible. And I was like, money is the thing that I can teach people and that I wanted to learn myself for the exact reason that you just shared.
Awesome. It makes perfect sense. And so then my joke that really gets people to get, which would be works very well for money. And then in woo-woo terms, okay, so I'm going with woo-woo terms because I think that your customer, yeah, your listener might appreciate them. And then my snarky funny, right? So you're either manifesting or you're mana-fucking, right? And are you mana-fucking yourself, like believing in things not really being great? Or are you manifesting? And then the next brilliant point about that is that when you can hear that you just mana-fucked yourself, right? That's the minute you can invent the manifesting. So don't be upset about the dark side. It gives you access to flip it, right? So the minute you hear something dark, you can make it light. If you really get it's all in your third eye, right? It's all in your inner dialogue. It's all in how you talk to yourself and have integrity with your actions. Right? You can't get away with one without the other. I'm sorry. I wish it were true. It's not. This body needs to go to spin.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So that's the kind of kit and caboodle all buttoned up.
Oh, it's so good. I'm curious just with your evolution in your business, if you could share a couple words of wisdom to those who want to have the kind of success that you've had, in building their businesses and in striking out. It sounds like you really own what you've created in a very powerful and unique way. And I feel like a lot of people could use some.
So first of all, follow a leader. If you like follow a method, like have something you believe in and that you, and if you don't find one, right? So it's okay that you don't. Make sure you do. Because you want to hang your hat on something, right? And then you want to be able to hang your hat on principles that you then can teach, okay? So there really is the only way yoga grew is because people studied yoga and then they taught yoga and then maybe some people developed new types of yoga, but you don't have to. You could be a great teacher of yoga and then pick your principles, okay?
Yes.
So love what you're teaching, right? And then the rest of it is have what I call at this moment, though it may change, an accountability buddy, right? So I really teach don't make promises alone in the dark. Mm-hmm. I do not have one promise in my life. You're like, how many years later? I'm like over 20 people. Like it's every promise I have with someone and it has a consequence. And the answer is, yes, I am not hoping I figure it out by myself. I am hoping I do it with someone who holds me accountable. So get yourself a buddy. So if you're trying to build a business, get with someone else who's ahead of you. Unless you're both going to hold each other accountable, don't do it. Or have someone that's better at you than you and has time for you. So have a great buddy, not a drinking buddy. Okay. And the two of you need daily promises. Like, I'm going to spend 2 hours doing this. And if I don't do that, I don't get my screen at night. I'm going to post 3 things a day that are reposted from great quotes I find. Like, have a plan, work your plan. And if your plan doesn't work, every 3 weeks, change the plan and keep getting better. Right? Yes. You will feel successful. Because it actually, like, the world throws you cookies, right? It's like the book, The Alchemist. Like, if you read the book, The Alchemist, it's like, if you're on the right path, the world shows you you're on, like, you'll know it feels good. Results will happen, right? And if it feels like shit, right? You're doing something wrong. I promise, right? So pivot and get more integrity, right? And obviously my book will really help.
Yeah, so let's talk about, like, you've got this book, Maybe It's You, Cut the Crap, Face Your Fears, Love Your Life.
Yes.
And you also have a coaching practice. So tell people, like, what's the next best step?
Like, okay, so if someone can afford me, you should find me. I will happily kick your ass. I am very expensive. So I care way more about, and then all of my coaches are cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and down to new coaches who you could afford, right? But if you really want the best deal that's actually the cheapest, I did a program online that you can listen to all my best stories, really, and all this, like 10 sessions and all the homeworks, and we'll even pair you with a buddy to do it all. And then if you pay that $650 once, it's yours for life. And you get buddies, and you get, and there's an integrity tracker. Like I teach what I do online. So for God's sakes, do it, but only if you're going to do it, right? Don't humor yourself and pretend you're going to do it. If you're not going to do it when you're really ready to do it. So that's, or get the book. It's a very cheap way for $20, less than $20. You can hear everything about my method, and hopefully it will go in, right? It goes in.
Totally. I love it. I love the organization. I love the action. You've given us a very good flight plan of what we need to do to get things going.
I love it. And then my main thing I teach when I teach money is like the millionaire next door.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like nobody knows the difference between a lie. Like, and that gets too extreme. Right? So the millionaire next door I love. And then there's, what's the other book that I... There's like two books that I make every coach read and make people read, right? So if you have ideas, what it's
the Your Money or Your Life, Vicki Robin. That
no,
would be, okay.
What is it? It's The Millionaire Next Door teaches you that the people who are real millionaires, you would never be able to know because they are not driving around in Porsches.
Yes.
I love that. The other money, I can't remember the name of it. That is terrible.
Well,
anyway,
when you get it, we can put it in the show notes too.
Yes, but I would bet you might have better ideas than me, right? Because I haven't revisited them in like ever. So I'm more interested in what do you think we should read at Handel? Sounds very interesting to me. Right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Yes, well, so. I've got my book coming out. So it's called The Mindful Millionaire, but it is still in who's publishing it right now. So that's what we're working with. So it might not be a year until it comes into the bookshelves, but it's funny because the book that I want didn't exist with money.
Wow. Well, that makes me, well, I'll stay doing what I'm doing. And you can have my next, you can tell I haven't really cared so much, right? Like, Lauren, let me come back when I have my book and I'll be that money person for you. And I'm like, you had me at hello. Deal.
Yay. <Yeah. laughs>
I mean, and you know, I don't lie.
Of course.
Right?
I know.
So we're good.
We're really good.
Come back and give it to me.
This is such a fun conversation. You have really rocked my world, and I'm so excited to share this conversation with everyone because so much of what you said, I know it's that tough love. I love your approach, and I know my people need to hear like what you're saying. So,
really yay! Well, have me back anytime, and we can talk about anything you want.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Good luck with everything.
And also tell people the website. I just realized that would be good.
So it's Handel Group, Handel Group.com. And I'm Lauren Zander. And basically all roads lead to my website and the book. You can figure out everything from there. But maybe Perfect. It's you plug that in and Lauren Zander. It all, you know, we've been around the block, right? We have Instagram, we have FaceTime Lives, we have everything. Right. And so if you want a lot of free content, we have a lot of free content.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Art of Abundance podcast. For more life-changing results to heal your money story, go to wealthclinic.com. On my homepage, you'll find a wealth flower assessment that you can download and get access to a tool that helps you create more wealth in your life. I recently met Damon John from the Shark Tank. He told me that he actually practices something quite similar to this process every single morning. Check it out. Namaste.